能一起来为今天的信息祷告。
Let's pray together for today's message.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们感谢主，你救赎了我们。
We thank you for your salvation.
你为你自己名的缘故引导我们走义路。
And you lead us on the righteous path.
你使我们在此聚集，成为真理的柱石和根基。
You gather us here so that we can be the pillar and the cornerstone for the foundation and pillar for the truth.
你也使我们众弟兄姐妹能够在主里面能够彼此相爱，彼此造就。
And you may the brothers and sisters can love each other, encourage each other in you.
请主，愿主保守我们今天的信息。
Bless our message today.
使我们讲的听的都同感一灵。
So that the one that preaches the message and the one that hearing the messages are inheriting the same spirit.
在主你至圣的真道上面同得造就。
So that we can all be created in your, built up in your truth.
带领我们更深的认识你。
Lead our way so that we can know you better.
更深的爱你。
So we can love you better.
也更深的彼此相爱。
So we can love each other deeper and better.
与我们同在，我们的感谢祷告都是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
Be with us. Our praise and thanks are in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天是十架载录系列的26讲，教会生活。
Today is the 26th sermon of the Cross and Narrow Way series. Today we're going to be talking about the church life.
上一讲我们讲了地方教会。
In the last sermon, we were talking about local church.
教会论薄弱的人呢，他通常缺陷的不在大公教会的概念上，而是在地方教会的概念上。
So those who are usually lacking in the ecclesiologies is usually not really lacking on the concept for the Holy Catholic Church. They usually lack the understanding of the local church.
他们不晓得地方教会在神的旨意中的位置。
They don't really understand where local church is in God's plan.
也缺乏对地方教会的委身。
And for that reason, they usually don't devote themselves to the local church.
今天我们来讲教会生活是上一讲的延续。
So today, our topic, the church life, is a continuation from our last sermon.
当我们讲大学生活、军旅生活或者是婚姻生活，这常常意味着一种新的生活模式。
When we talk about college life or military life or marriage life, this usually refers to a new, complete new pattern of life.
有一个姐妹呢，经人介绍认识了一位组内的弟兄，他们就开始 dating。
So there was once there was a sister who was introduced to another brothers in Christ, and they started dating each other.
这位弟兄是个上门惯的人，他和这位姐妹说，就算两个人结婚了，也应该要各自保留有自己的自由。
So this brother has adapted to a very undisciplined lifestyle, and so he said this to the sisters. He said, even if we get married, we still have keep some sort of freedom within ourselves.
这姐妹就问他这个自由是什么意思。
So the sister asked, what do you mean by keeping some freedom?
他回答说就是比如说突然来场说走就走的旅行啊什么的。
And the brother answers, so for example, we should still be able to have like a spur of the moment trip or things like that.
那姐妹就来问我怎么看。
So that sister approached me and asked my opinion on this.
我说这根本没有预备好结婚，不合适。
I said this brother is probably not for you, he's not ready to be married.
他的意思是我就算结婚了我还要过一个单身汉的生活。
What he means is, even if I'm married, I still want to live a life of a bachelor.
他没有意识到婚姻生活和单身汉的生活是截然不同的两种生活。
He didn't realize the marriage life and bachelor life are two completely different lifestyles.
在婚姻生活当中他有当尽的责任是不能逃避的。
In the marriage life, there are inescapable responsibility for him.
那意味着一定是要牺牲一部分的自由。
That means you have to sacrifice some of the freedom.
比如说，当一个妻子生下一个小宝宝，正辛苦照顾他的时候，丈夫突然来了一场说走就走的旅行，那是何等的不靠谱呢？
For example, when the wife just delivered a new baby and is needing care, that husband just take a spur of the moment trip. How irresponsible is that?
所以说，进入一种新的生活模式，意味着不能再像以前一样生活了。
So entering a new lifestyle means you can't leave the old way you were.
以弗所书四章的22-24节，保罗谈到脱去旧人，并穿上新人。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22-24, Paul was speaking to put off your old self and put on the new self.
也就是说，一个人信主以后啊，他的生活模式要像衣服一样，要全然改换一新。
This is saying after people believe in Christ, the lifestyle of that person has to be completely refreshed, like a new clothes.
所以问题就出现在这里。
So this is where the problem is.
很多人信主以后，他不想转换生活模式。
A lot of people after they believe in Christ, they don't want to change their lifestyle.
虽然他成为基督徒了，但是他不想要切换成为基督徒的生活模式。
Even though he is a Christian by now, but he doesn't want to change to the Christian life pattern.
基督徒的生活模式就是教会生活。
And the Christian life pattern is church life.
有位传道人说，在现代啊，对基督信仰破坏最很大的这个其中之一呢，就是个人主义。
A preacher used to say one of the most destructive factors to the modern Christian belief is individualism.
一个个人主义的基督徒，他也相信三位一体的神，也相信基督的神人二性，也相信耶稣基督的救恩。在基要信仰上，他可能是没有什么问题的。
A individualism Christian could still believe in the triune God and believe that Christ is both fully God and fully man, and could also believe in the salvation of Jesus Christ. In the fundamental of the belief, there's not going to be much problem there.
但是他不明白神的旨意，也没有行在其中，这个是很遗憾的。
But it is a pity that he doesn't fully understand God's will and is not working in God's will.
因为神的旨意就是教会。
Because God's will is in the church.
彼得前书二章五节，彼得说：“你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所喜悦所悦纳的灵祭。”
In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5.You yourself, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
神在地方教会当中建造我们每一个人，这是个人的层面。
God built us, each of us, in the local church. This is on the individual aspect.
他也把我们一起建造成合他心意的地方教会。我们是一起成为神的灵工，这个是群体层面。
He also built us collectively to be the local church, that so that we can all be, so we can all be a spiritual house for God. This is on the group aspect.
我们基督徒个人是基督的见证，但基督更重要的见证是由众圣徒组成的教会。
Well, each individual Christian is a testimony for Christ, but the more important testimony is the church that consists of all the saints.
约翰福音十三章的三十五节，主耶稣说：“你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。”
In John chapter 13 verse 35, by this all people will know you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
因此，我们应当知道呢，教会生活不是一个可有可无的选项。
So we know that the church life is not an option that doesn't matter that much.
它是行在神的旨意中的基督徒所必然应有的。
It's a necessity for the people who is willing to walk in God's will.
以下呢，我们会从基督徒在教会生活中的四种身份来展开看看基督徒的教会生活。
So we'll be examining four different identities of a Christian in the church life.
一个人成为基督徒之后呢，他有两个维度上的关系，一个是纵向上与神的关系，另外一个是横向上。
So once a Christian, once a person become a Christian, he starts to have a connection from two different dimensions. One is the vertical to connect up with God, and the other is horizontal to connect with the brothers and sisters in the church.
而整个基督信仰从头到尾就是和关系相关的。
The entire Christian belief from beginning to ending is related to these connections.
Relationship.
These relationships.
始祖亚当夏娃违背神的命令，而吃了那不应该吃的分辨善恶树的果子。从那一刻起，罪进入世界，他们的属灵生命就死了，人和神的关系就破裂了。
Adam and Eve disobeyed God's order and eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge of the good and evil. From that specific moment, sin has entered the world, and their spiritual life is all dead, and the relationship between human and God is broken.
罪同时带来的还有人和人的关系的破裂。
What it also brings at the same time is the broken relationship between the human beings.
记得吗？亚当夏娃犯罪后第一次显露出罪人的丑恶是什么？
Do you remember after Adam and Eve commit the sins, what is the first time the sinner reveal their sinful nature?
就是互相推卸责任。
they blamed each other and don't want to take responsibility.
而主耶稣来正是要做和平的君王，修复神和人的关系，也修复人和人的关系。
And our Lord Jesus here is going to be the King of Peace and to fix the relationship between God and human, and also the relationship between human beings.
哥罗西书一章二十节，保罗如此说：既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
In Colossians chapter 1, verse 20, and through him to reconcile himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven.Making peace by the blood of his cross.
基督在临审判活人死人之后啊，主耶稣要带着他的子民进入到新天新地里去。
After Jesus come again and judge the living and the dead, the Lord Jesus is going to bring his people to the new heaven.
那时候呢，不再有彼此相恨，也不再有嫉妒纷争，甚至连小小的摩擦矛盾都不会有。
By then, there won't be any hatreds, there won't be any jealousies or disputes, there are not even going to be small frictions or conflicts.
天地万物进入一个完美的和谐的状态。
Every created being is going to in the perfect harmony.
那么现在怎么办呢？
So what do we do now?
神的旨意就是在教会当中来修复我们和神的关系，以及我们和人的关系。
God's will is to fix our relationship with God and the relationship within the human beings in church.
我们首先来看跟神的关系。
So let's look at the relationship with God first.
基督徒他在教会里面呢，他首先是个顺服者。
The Christians in the church first, the first identity is he's someone who obeyed.
他是个顺服神的人。
He's the one that obeyed God.
与这个世界的悖逆相比，顺服神就是他的标记。
Contrary to the rebelliousness of the world, Christian features their obedience to God.
我们不是说在基督里已经与神和好了吗？为什么还需要教会呢？
Didn't we see we have already made peace with God in Christ? Why do we still need church?
你让一个刚信主的弟兄姐妹来讲讲他对神的观念，我几乎可以肯定他一定讲出来很多错谬的东西。
If you ask a new believed brother and sister to talk about his opinions on God, I'm pretty sure he's going to speak some mistakes.
为什么会这样？
Why is that?
因为我们人生来是罪人，我们生来是与神为敌的。
Because people are born sinner, we are born as the enemy of God.
我们信主的一瞬间就被神称为义了，这是地位的翻转。
The moment we believe in Jesus, we are being justified from God, and this is a reversal of the status.
但是我们还有很多观念和行为仍然是旧人的形象，仍然是与神为敌的。
But we still have perception and behaviors from the old form. We still have the same sinful nature in our old form who was the enemy of God.
基督徒成圣的过程也是观念归正的过程，这是持续一生的。
The process for a Christian to be sanctified is also the process when the idea of that Christian being reformed.
这些与神为敌的观念和行为啊，要慢慢的被挪去。
These ideas and actions who are against God will be slowly removed from his life.
与神为敌，很多人没有把事情想得这么严重。
Lots of people don't think it is a big deal to be the enemy of the God.
事实上，对神错误的认知就等同于制造偶像，那就是在与神为敌。
As a matter of fact, the incorrect perception of God is ineffectively creating idols. It is the enemy of God.
因而你如果看到这一点的话，你就当知道呢，信仰的归正是何等的重要。
So if you see this point, you should be able to understand the importance of reformation of faith.
而属神的教会正是真理的柱石和根基。
And the church that belongs to God is the pillars and foundations of truth.
基督徒在教会当中归正，学习正统的教义。除去自己错误的认知。
It's a process when Christians reform themselves in the church, learn the orthodox disciplines,
doctrines,
and learn about their mistakes.
个人主义的基督徒的难处啊，正在这里。
And this is exactly the difficulty for the individualism Christian.
他们会寻求和神有个良好的关系。
They do want a good relationship with God.
他们也强调要个人经历神。
And they emphasize the individual experience with God.
因而他们面对一个难题，如果地方教会的信仰和他的信仰有冲突的时候怎么办？
So this is a challenge they are facing. What if when the local church's faith has a conflict with his own faith?
他们会把自己的领受、自己的主观经历摆在圣经的启示前面。
When this happens, they usually tend to put their own idea or subjective experience in front of the revelation of the Bible.
或者说把他们自己对圣经的理解摆在教会的这个传统的教义的前面。
Or they put their own ideas of the Bible in front of the entire congregation's idea.
对于他们来说呢，顺服神是可以的，但是顺服教会的传道人那是没门的。
To those people, it is okay to obey God, but there's no way to obey a preacher.
而且呢，他们还会用一句漂亮话来解释，单单跟从神而不跟从人。
And they usually will have an explanation that sounds biblical, but it is actually not, which is follow only the God, not human.
这种人其实在属灵上是很幼稚的。
This type of person is actually spiritually blind.
他们完全不懂神的法则。
They don't understand the principle of God.
神拯救人的时候呢，不是单单拯救你一个。
God's salvation is not just for the one individual.
神带领基督徒走过的道路呢，不是只有你自己一个人走过的。
And the paths that God lead a Christian to walk is not just for you.
而是历代圣徒都走过的。
All the saints has walked on the same path.
即便是在当代，也不是只有你一个人，而是有当代的圣徒和你一起走的。
And even in the modern time, you are not the only one on that path as well. There are modern saints working on that path with you together.
所以当一个基督徒额外的强调我自己的个人领受与众不同，甚至不惜违背正统信仰的时候，他事实上是在高举自己。
So when a Christian purposely emphasizes how different his personal perception of God is compared to the others, even to a degree that is deviated from the orthodox belief, he is in fact exhorting himself.
谭崇荣牧师说，教会中有两种新。
Pastor Stephen Tong once said this, there are two types of new in the church.
一种是万古长新的新，那个是正统信仰。
The first one is the forever new, that is the orthodox belief.
还有一种是标新立异的新，那是异端。
And the other type is the unconventional new, that is heresy.
我们在走这条十字架窄路的时候，我们不单单是跟从神，也是跟从那些敬虔爱主的前辈。
We have to notice that when we bear our cross and walk this narrow way, we are not just following God Himself. We are also following the forerunners who also faithfully love the Lord.
哥林多前书十一章的第一节，保罗说：“你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。”
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, Paul says, "Be imitators of me, as I am of Christ."
希伯来书十三章第七节的这个上半句，这个作者说，你们要依从那些引导你们的，且要顺服。
In Hebrew chapter 13 verse 17, it says, "Obey your leaders and submit to them."
为什么？
Why is that?
接着下半句，他接着说，因他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像那将来交战的人。
The explanation is in the next passages, because they are keeping watch over your souls.As those who will have to give an account.
这个是神所设计的方式。
This is the way God's plan.
亚当夏娃不懂得需要为神托付给自己的使命而负责。
Adam and Eve doesn't know that they have to bear the responsibility for the mission that God's given to them.
神就让基督徒在教会中学习为托付给自己的使命而负责。
And as a result, God wants Christians to learn to be responsible for the mission that God gave it to you in the church.
亚当夏娃不顺服神，他的子孙们，也就是世人，也不顺服神。
Adam and Eve doesn't want to obey God. Their offsprings or the people in the world also doesn't want to obey God.
神就让基督徒在教会中学习顺服。
And God wants Christians to learn how to obey in church.
为什么要这样？
Why is that has to be the case?
因为罪人的自我认知中有很多虚假的幻象，像肥皂泡一样，是一戳就破了。
Because there are a lot of illusions in a sinner's self-perception, and those illusions are just like bubbles; they can't stand a poke.
约翰一书四章二十节，老约翰说：“人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的；不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。”
In 1 John chapter 4 verse 20, if anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen.
个人主义的基督徒他都认为自己是爱主耶稣的。
For individualism Christians, they think they love Jesus in their own perception.
那主耶稣要追问他，你爱基督的教会吗？你爱你的弟兄姐妹们吗？
But Jesus wanted to further ask them, do you love the church of Christ? Do you love your brothers and sisters?
他们觉得自己是顺服神的，但神却要用教会来显示出哪些是真顺服他的人。
Those Christians think they are the one that actually obey God, but God will use church to reveal who are actually the one that's truly obeying to him.
同样的道理，人如果不能够顺服那看得见的教会，也不会顺服那看不见的神的。
And it's for the same reason, if people cannot obey the church that can be seen, they won't obey the God that cannot be seen.
我经常遇到一些人自称自己是基督徒，但是呢，他会强调呢，他自己是非传统的基督徒。
I usually ran into some person who claimed themselves to be Christian, but they also said they are not the traditional type of Christian.
也就是说，他们对圣经有一套独特的、与众不同的见解，他也不愿意属于任何教会。
Usually that means they have a very unique and different understanding of the Bible, and they are not willing to commit to any church.
对于这种人呢，我只有冷笑而已。
For this type of person, all I can do is sneer.
因为我们常说罪人的特长啊，就是造偶像。
Because we often says what sinner is specialized in is to build idols.
世界上的罪人凭着自己的臆想来制造假神。
Sinners in the world usually use their imagination to create a fake god.
而那些自称非传统的基督徒只不过是通过胡乱解释圣经来制造假神。
And those untraditional Christians are just really creating fake gods through arbitrarily explaining the Bible.
那不顺服神的罪性是一模一样的。
The disobedience to the God is from the same sinful nature.
因此呢，有一些个人主义者呢，他的背后啊，其实是相对主义。
So what's really behind those individualist Christian is actually a relativism.
相对主义呢，就是不相信有绝对的真理。
So relativism is not believing in absolute truth.
那么在论及圣经的时候呢，他们不相信圣经有一个独一的确定的意思。
So when they talk about Bible, they don't believe the Bible has one single affirmed meaning.
因此呢，你有你的领受，我有我的领受。
So you have your ideas and I have my idea.
大家一个基督，一本圣经，各自表述。
There's one Christ and one Bible, but we want to tell our own different story.
这个呢是拜偶像者的思维方式。
This is how the idol worshippers think.
他们各造各的偶像。
They build their own idols.
而属神的人，我们相信独一的神、独一的救主、独一的救恩、独一的教会、独一的圣经。
But the godly people believe in only one God, one Savior, one salvation, one church, and one Bible.
还得加上一条独一的圣经的意思。
And on top of that, there is a single meaning of the scripture.
因此，当我们委身于一个地方教会的时候，我们背后的潜台词是，我们相信神在圣经中启示的意思是清晰的、明显的。
So when we devote ourselves to a local church, what's behind that action is we believe God has a clear revelation in the Bible, and it's obvious.
我们这群人在解读圣经的时候，我们都得到了同一个确定的意思，总结下来就是我们的韧性。
And when we interpreting the Bibles,We have one single meaning from the scripture, and if we put that in summary, that is our confession, faith confession.
这是我们信心的宣告，也是我们集体的见证。
It's a declaration of the faith. It's also a testimony of our group.
当我们委身于这个地方教会的时候，我们就是顺服于这个教会的领袖的带领下，持守着教会的韧性。
And when we commit ourselves to a local church, we are submitting ourselves to the leaders of the church, and we are protecting or obeying to the same faith confession.
我们通过顺服在一个真教会当中来显明我们对神的顺服。
Through showing our obedience in the same church, it reveals our obedience to the God.
那么我们来讲基督徒在教会当中的第二个角色，第二个角色呢就是蒙福者。
And we're going to talk about the second identity of a Christian in church. That is a one who is blessed.
当教会行在神的旨意当中的时候，我们作为集体是在光明中与神同行的。
When the church is still in God's will, we collectively together walk with God in light.
我们作为集体也在神面前一同蒙福。
And as a result, we receive blessing from God as a group.
我还记得以前刚到华府地区的时候，那时候在以前教会的祷告会当中啊，常常经历神的同在，信心得到激励。
I still remember when I first came to the church in the DMU areas. Back then, in the prayer meeting, we often experienced the presence of God, and our faith are often encouraged.
那时教会的祷告会在很多年内都保持着两个神奇的记录。
Well, the prayer meeting in the church back then has a very two miraculous records that was kept for years.
一个是找工作的概率是100%。
The first record is 100% of those who pray for a job eventually find a job.
H-1B 的通过率也是100%。
And the second record is those who pray for getting a working visa will be getting a working visa 100%.
五六年内前后大概有二三十个学生全部在祷告会中找到工作。
In the 5-6 years period, there's in total about 20 or 30 students who find the job in the prayer meeting.
为了帮助大家明白这有多么神奇啊，我给大家两个数据。
Yeah, so to help understand how miraculous that is, I want to give you two data to support it.
那个时候在马大三学院的中国留学生找到美国工作的比例大概不超过10%。
So at that time, the Chinese international students from the business school in University of Maryland typically out of like 10% of them will eventually land the job after they graduate.
而中国留学生 H-1B 抽签的通过率大概是30%。
And for those who actually get a job, only 30% of them will end up getting a working visa.
那时候有一个学生不相信这个。
So there was a student who doesn't believe that.
他说等我来打破这个记录。
And he says, I'm probably the one that's going to break the record.
后来他信主了。
And then later on, he believed in Christ.
后来他来到了祷告会。
And they come to the prayer meeting.
后来他找到了工作。
And he found a job.
后来他成了今天的翻译。
And he became the interpreter today.
马太福音6:31-33，主耶稣如此说：主耶稣说，所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
In Matthew chapter 6:31-33, therefore do not be anxious, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?For the Gentiles seek after these things, and you, Heavenly Fathers, know that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
这话你相信吗？
Do you believe in this passage?
主耶稣是信实的，他的话语呢是实实在在的。
The Lord Jesus is faithful, and His word is real and solid.
当教会依信靠基督的时候，主耶稣就借着这些生活中的事件来奖赏我们对他的信靠。激励我们的信心，来提醒我们他的同在。
When the church believe in Christ, the Lord Christ will use this events from the life to reward our faith, to encourage our faith, and to remind us His presence.
而当教会逐渐偏离真道之后，这种与神同在的祝福就会失去。
And these blessings will be gone if the church deviate from the truth.
哈该书的1:5-6，我给大家读。现在万军之耶和华如此说：你们要审查自己的行为，你们杀的总多，收的却少；你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖。得工钱的将工钱装在破漏的囊中。
In Haggai chapter 1:5-6, it says, Now therefore, thus says the Lord host, consider your way.You have sown much and harvest a little. You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. You clothe yourself, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages does so to put them in the bag with holes.
神透过先知哈该来提醒以色列人。
God is reminding the Israelites from Haggai.
想一想，为什么你们那么不蒙福？
Think about it. Why are you so not blessed?
紧接着9和11，先知揭晓答案。
And the answer is in the next next verses from 9-11.
神不祝福他们。
God is no longer blessing them.
哈该书1:9-11，我给大家读：你们盼望多得，所得的却少；你们收到家中，我就吹去。这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉， 你们个人却顾自己的房屋，这是万军之耶和华说的。所以为你们的缘故，天就不降甘露，地也不出土产。我命干旱临到地土、山冈、五谷、新酒和油，并地上的出产、人民牲畜，以及人手一切劳碌得来的。
In verse 9 to 11, it says, "You looked for much, and behold, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why?" declares the Lord of hosts, because of my house that lies in ruins, while each of you busied himself with his own house. Therefore, the heavens above you have withheld the dew, and the earth has withheld its produce. And I have called for a drought on the land and the hills, on the grains and the new wine, the oil, on what the ground brings forth, on man and beast, and on all their labors.
可见当教会不讨神喜悦的时候，也不会蒙福的。
So you can see, when the church is not pleasing God, the church is not going to be blessed as well.
所以当基督徒你被神管教，当你做事诸事不顺的时候，你要思想。
So as a Christian, when you are disciplined by the God, and when everything doesn't seem to go right, you need to start think.
虽然你很努力，但你收获却很少的时候，你要思想。
You putting a lot of effort, but you harvesting very small. You need to start thinking.
虽然很多年过去了，但你好像一直在原地团团转，毫无进步的时候，你要思想。
And when many years has passed, you seems to be in the same place, not making any progress. You need to start thinking.
你要想一想，是否你有隐而未现的罪。
You need to start think whether you still have things that you have not revealed.
你要想想，你还有没有背逆神的地方。
And you need to start think whether you still have places you still holding against God.
那就像是口袋上的洞，使你的许多的祝福都漏掉了。
Those are like a holes in the back. This is where your blessing is leaking from.
旧约里，当以色列人进迦南地的时候，神吩咐他们要除灭耶利哥里面的人和物。
In the Old Testament, when the Israelites come to the Canaan land, God asked them to destroy all the people and the objects in Jericho.
因为耶利哥里面的人其实是知道以色列人的神是真神的，从妓女喇合的叙述中就可以看出来。
Because the people in Jericho actually know that the God of the Israelites is a true God, you can tell that from the description of Rahab the prostitutes.
但是他们仍然硬心抵挡神到底。
But they still hardened their heart and still stand against God.
所以耶利哥城的反叛精神啊，就像是堕落天使一样的。虽然明明知道神，却仍然选择坚决抵挡他。
The rebelling of the Jericho is exactly like those of the falling angels. They know that God is the true God, yet they still choose to stand against him.
因此，这样的城呢，就是一个遭咒诅的灭亡的典型，是不得赦免的。
So for that reason, this city is a typical cursed and doomed to be destroyed city. There is no salvation for it.
但是犹大支派呢，有一个人叫做亚干，他因为贪财而偷了一些本来应该被毁灭的这个财宝。
But there is this one person from the tribe of Judah. His name is Achan. He stole some treasure that was supposed to be destroyed due to his greedy.
接着犹太人在打第二个小城爱城的时候，竟然打输了。士兵在敌人面前惧怕逃走。
And as a result of that, right after when the Jewish people are attacking a small city, the Ai city, they ran into an unexpected defeat.
元帅约书亚不知道为何会如此失败，难道神要将以色列人带到迦南地来灭亡吗？
The commander Joshua doesn't know why they are facing such defeat. Is God taking the Israelites to the Canaan to be destroyed?
他在神面前痛苦祈求的时候，神把真相告诉他。
And when he was painfully praying in front of God, God told him the truth.
约书亚记的7:10-12，我给大家读。耶和华吩咐约书亚说，起来，你为何这样俯伏在地呢？以色列人犯了罪，违背了我所吩咐他们的约，取了当灭的物，又偷窃，又行诡诈，又把那当灭的放在他们的家具里。因此以色列人在仇敌面前站立不住，他们在仇敌面前转背逃跑，是因成了被咒诅的。你们若不把当灭的物从你们中间除掉，我就不再与你们同在了。
In Joshua chapter 7:10-12, it says, The Lord says to Joshua,Get up, why have you fallen on your face? Israel has sinned. They have transgressed my covenant and I commanded them. They have taken some of the devoted things. You have stolen and lied and put them among their own belongings. Therefore, the people of Israel cannot stand before their enemies. They turn their back before their enemies because they have become devoted for destruction. I will be with you no more unless you destroy the devoted things from among you.
所以你看亚当一个人犯罪，但是呢，以色列人全群都受了咒诅。
You see, this sin is committed by Achan himself, but the entire group of Israel people is being cursed for this.
因此呢，基督徒，你看到教会在神学上跑偏，或者说对明显的这个罪都纵容的时候呢，不要以为是小问题，那是会使全教会遭咒诅的网络。
So when you see that as a Christian, when you see a church deviating from the right path on the theology, don't think it lightly. That is something that's going to get the entire church cursed.
所以我们讲到呢，基督徒在教会中的第三个身份就是守护者。
So that leads us to the third identity of a Christian church, that is a protector, a defender.
基督徒的门徒与否啊，是和这个教会呢是紧密相关的。
Whether a Christian is going to be is blessed or not, it has a very close relationship with the church.
因此，基督徒是有责任要守住教会的这个在神面前的这个门徒的地位的。
So a Christian is responsible for defending the church in front of God.
所以，当基督徒他委身于一个地方教会的时候，他不仅仅是一个跟随者。
So when the Christian devoted himself to a local church, he's not just a follower.
他是有责任和所有弟兄姐妹们一同来守住这个教会的。
He's responsible just as for the other brothers and sisters to defend the entire church.
之前我们讲过真教会的三个标记，大家还记得吗？真道的宣讲、圣礼的施行和教会纪律的执行。
Do you still remember the three marks of the true church that we talked about? It's the preaching of the truth, the administration of the sacraments, and the execution of the church discipline.
这些都是为了要保守教会的纯洁。
All of these are to keep the purity of the church.
所以全教会如果忠于神，大家一同蒙福。
So if the entire congregation is faithful to God, everybody get blessed.
如果全教会离弃神的话，大家一同受亏损。
And if everyone abandon God, everything suffer from the loss.
因此，教会领袖的责任是非常重大的。
And for that reason, the church leader has a heavy responsibility.
他们既带领全教会，而也应该要受到全教会的监督。
They are leading the entire congregation, and they also should be supervised by the congregation.
为了教会的这个自我修复能力啊，教会的会章中应该要保留有开除糟糕的传道人的这个条款。
To keep the self-repair function of the church, in the church bylaw, it should have some terms regarding to firing unqualified preachers.
有人也许会担心，那万一传道人是好的，被坏的会众开除掉怎么办呢？
Some may worry, what if the preacher is actually a good preacher, but is being fired by bad congregations?
那不是守不住教会了吗？
Doesn't that mean we are not defending the church?
这个担心是不需要的。
This concern is not necessary.
很简单，从教会的角度，如果一个教会过半的会众都不喜欢这个传道人的话，这个好的传道人的话，那这个教会就是败坏的，他无需再守。
It's a simple idea. From the church perspective, if more than half of the congregation don't like this good preacher, then this church has already corrupted. There is no purpose of defending it anymore.
从传道人的角度来说，如果大半的会众都不喜欢你的教导的话，你还赖着干什么？赶紧离开为好。
And from the perspective of a preacher, if more than half of the congregation doesn't like your teachings while you're still here, you better just leave.
主耶稣差派我们传道是给传给那些愿意听的人，而不是硬塞给那些不愿意听的人。
When Lord Christ sent us to preach, it is for those who are willing to listen. It's not for those who don't want to listen.
那么既然会众有炒掉传道人的权利的话呢，教会呢必须要设计好一个好的会员制度，严格的筛选有共同的韧性、同心跟随主的人来一同来守护教会。
And if the congregation has the authority to fire a preacher, the church needs to design a robust membership system to strictly filter in the people who share a common confession and those who are willing to follow the Lord and defend the church with unity.
最后呢，我们讲到基督徒在教会中的第四个角色，就是互动者。
And the fourth identity we're going to be talking about is a interactor.
这个互动者呢，可能包含很多的层面的意思。
Well, it has a multiple different aspect of it.
因为神在教会当中建造我们，所以教会的成员之间是会有良性的互动的。
And because God tried to build up the Christians in church, so within the church members, there's usually some benign interactions.
就像身体上的众肢体一样，是彼此需要的。
It's just like the different limbs and the organs in the body need each other as well.
在教会里面，我们既是别人的祝福，我们也是被别人祝福。
In the church, we are at the same time other people blessing others, and also at the same time receiving blessings.
我们既是劝勉别人的人，我们也是被别人劝勉。
We are the one that encourage others, and at the same time, we are the one that receive those courage.
我们既是帮助者，也是被帮助的。
We are the one that are helping the others, and at the same time, we are the one that's receiving these helps.
希伯来书的十章二十五节清楚的教导，不可停止聚会。
There is a clear teaching in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 12, verses 25, not neglecting to meet each other.
很多基督徒认为来教会聚会就是为了听道，否则会软弱。
Many Christians think the sole purpose to come to the church and gather is to listen to the sermons, because otherwise you can grow weak.
但是呢，我们请看这节经文的上下文。
But if we look at, let's look at the context.
希伯来书的十章二十四、二十五节。又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
So, this teaching, do not neglect to meet each other, come from Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 25. The verse says, "And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together."As is the habit for some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
这里强调的呢，并不是听到，而是彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善，彼此劝勉。
What's being emphasized here in this context is not listening to the sermon. It is actually about stir up one another to love and good works and encouraging one another.
所以去教会听到当然是重要的，但也是为了要被劝勉和劝勉别人。
So listening to the sermon to the church is important, but what's equally important is to encourage others and be encouraged.
一个好的基督徒，他总是能够帮助别人更加的爱主，更加的归正，更加的长进。
A good Christian can usually just help others to love God more.To be more reformed, to make more progress.
同时他自己也能够在和弟兄姐妹的互动当中能够得造就得帮助。
And he himself actually was built up at the same time when he interact with the brothers and sisters.
那么通过奉主名的聚会啊，我们在真理里面呢，我们会更加的亲近。
Through gathering in the name of the Lord, we will get closer in the truth.
但是问题又出现了，人是远香近臭的。
But then there will come a problem. That is, people is usually more likable when you are not very close to each other.
当我们的关系越亲密之后，我们越容易看到彼此之间的缺点和毛病，我们之间的矛盾也会凸显出来。
The closer our relationship gets, the easier it is for us to see each other's weakness and faults. And usually, this is the time when our conflicts will show itself.
这个时候呢，论断会出现，私下的八卦会出现。
And usually around those times, there will be judgment, there will be gossip everywhere.
如果不认识神的话，这些事情只会留下伤害和苦。
If we don't really know God, all of these things does is really harm and bitterness.
但是因为我们是背着十字架的神的子民。
But because we are the Lord's people who is bearing his cross.
这些弟兄姐妹之间的嫌隙和矛盾，都能够成为我们操练属灵生命长进的机会。
These animosities and conflicts between the brothers and sisters is actually an opportunity for us to practice our spiritual life and progress.
箴言二十七章的十七节，铁磨铁磨出刃来，朋友相感也是如此。
In Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another.
这里朋友相感的原文是磨朋友的脸。
The original text here.What sharpen another really means just rub on his face or sharpen your friend's face.
所以呢，一般来说我们是不会喜欢这个的。
So this is not usually something we like to do.
但是神的旨意正是要我们在和弟兄姐妹们的关系中显出我们的缺点来， 使我们可以面对问题，解决问题。
But God's will is to reveal our weakness and faulties when we are interacting or in the relationship between us and brothers and sisters.
正如他显出大卫的奸淫的罪一样。
Just like how he reveals David's adultery.
在我看来啊，有冲突的真教会生活好过毫无接触、风平浪静的无教会生活。
In my perspective, a true life, a church life with conflicts is way better than a peaceful, no interaction, non-church life.
公元四世纪的早期教父，君士坦丁堡的这个主教啊，叫屈梭多摩。
There is a father in the 4th century AD. He is a bishop in Constantinople. His name is
Chrysostom.
他
这么说，他说那些过着退隐和懒散生活的人，他们的孤独就像是外衣盖住了他们的缺点，但是当他们被带入公共生活时，他们被迫像脱去外衣一样剥去退隐的状态，通过外在的活动向每个人展示他们赤裸的灵魂。
So he said something like this. He said those who live a retreated and lazy life, they wear loneliness at their clothes and to cover their weakness. Once they are brought back to public, they are forced to strip down their cover and have to expose their soul to everyone through his action.
所以进入教会生活其实就是将自己的真实光景在弟兄姐妹们暴露出来。
So getting into church life is actually exposing the true self of you in front of your brothers and sisters.
不单单是暴露出来，也是借着弟兄姐妹们的劝勉和帮助而能够改正。
And despite exposing them, you can also leverage the encouragement and help from the brothers and sisters to correct those.
人跟人为什么难以相处呢？
Why it is difficult to get along with people?
因为人有罪性。
Because of the sinful nature.
那我们基督徒怎么显示出我们是蒙恩的呢？
And how we as Christians show that we are the one that's being blessed?
我们相处得很好，就显示出我们是蒙恩。
Through getting along with each other, that shows that we are the one that's blessed.
以前在教会中啊，有一个姐妹，她性格非常的刺头，跟谁都处不好，看谁都不顺眼，凡事都抱怨。
So there used to be a sister in the previous church, and he has a very intense personality, and just couldn't get along with anyone, and he doesn't like people, complain about everything.
我就劝勉她当顺服神，将这些机会当作神训练你的机会。使你的未来可以蒙福。
So I told her you should obey to God and use this opportunity as the opportunity for God to train you, to discipline you, so that you can be blessed in the future.
因为将来你如果进入婚姻的话，那是个比现今的教会里弟兄姐妹们之间的这个关系啊更亲密的关系。
Because in the future you will get into marriage someday, and the relationship in marriage is a lot more closer than the relationship in the church. Between your brothers and sisters.
你这种性格连教会里面弟兄姐妹都处不来的话，无论哪个男人做你的老公都会受不了，要抓狂逃走的。
If the church's brother and sister can't stand your personality, it is a bigger challenge for that guy who is going to be your husband. He's probably just going to freak out and escape.
所以你看见吗？神让我们在教会当中学习彼此相爱，在人和人的关系当中磨练我们的性格。
So you see,God wants us to learn how to love each other in the church, and so that we can also refine our own personality within this relationship.
这其实是神给他的子民幸福婚姻的一个美好的预备。
In a sense, it's actually it's a blessed preparation that God has prepared for his people for the marriage.
神第一步先预备你成为一个对的人。
The first step, he prepares you so that you are ready, you are the right person.
第二步呢，让你在对的时刻遇到对的人。
And the second step is you, after you are ready and you become the right person, you meet another right person at the right time.
所以问题是，我们愿意不愿意被神改变
？So and the question is, are you willing to be changed by God?
那么，如果我们既然知道神的美意是如此，我们就不可逃避神给我们的功课。
So if we know this is a blessing from God, we shouldn't be escaping from these exercises from God as well.
在这个被罪玷污的世界里面啊，因着这个童年的经历或者因着原生家庭的伤害，有很多人是害怕跟别人进入亲密的关系的。
the world is contaminated by sin, and for that reason, a lot of people, because of their childhood experiences or some of the damage that they get from their families, a lot of people is afraid to get into a close relationship with people.
我观察发现呢，认识的人中是有一些这样的人的，甚至包括基督徒弟兄姐妹。
In my observation, such people even exist among Christians.
他们很难跟人进到一个比较亲密的关系，一旦进到一个地步，他就容易关系破裂或者逃走。
It's challenging for them to get into a close relationship with others. And once they get to that level of closeness, the relationship is easily broken, or they sometimes just flee.
对他们而言呢，保持一定的距离呢，是最好的。
To those persons, it seems they want to keep some sort of distance.
有一些人选择去美国人的教会也是类似的理由，是为了要逃避神给的功课。
And for a similar reason, some people choose to go to an American church. It's the same, what's driving behind this is also trying to escape the opportunity or the exercise from God.
因为文化差异的缘故啊，中国人在美国人的教会里面往往不会有太亲密的团契关系。
Because of the culture is different, usually a Chinese doesn't typically have a very close fellowship relationship in the American church.
每周听完讲道就走了，也没有什么交流。
Usually just left after every Sunday sermons, and there's not much communication happening there.
而这正是让他们觉得比较舒服的距离。
But this is exactly why it makes them feel comfortable.
因为比较疏远，你的属灵光景如何，别人也不知道。
Because you are not as close to the church, so nobody really know how you are doing spiritually.
也没有人惦记你，也没有人为你祷告。
And nobody is remembering you. Nobody is praying for you.
甚至你不来教会了，也没有一个人发现。
And even if someday you just stop showing up, probably nobody will notice.
四世纪十八章当中讲到有一个小城叫做拉邑。
In Judges chapter 18, it mentioned a very small city called Laish.
那里的人的生活无忧无虑，直到突然有一天，但支派突然入侵，杀了那里的百姓，并且放火烧了那里的城。
People there lived a very happy life until one day they are intruded by the tribe of Dan and they killed all the people there and set a fire on the city.
所以二十八节呢，就暗示了为什么他们轻松被灭的原因。
In the 28 verses, it gave some clue on why they are destroyed so easily.
四世纪十八章二十八节，我给大家读，并无人搭救，因为离西顿远，他们又与别人没有来往。
So in Judge chapter 18, verse 28, it says, And there were no deliverer because it was far from Sidon, and they have no dealing with anyone.
这是圣经在明显的暗示，基督徒不能没有教会生活，免得仇敌攻击你都无人搭救。
This is an obvious hint from the Bible that Christian cannot live without a church life. Otherwise, they could fall into the same situation with no deliverers when being attacked by enemy.
最后呢，我们再讨论一下关于这个线上敬拜的事情。
And at last, let's talk about online worshiping.
在后疫情时代呢，教会有另外一个挑战，就是呢，有很多人已经习惯了在线上敬拜，懒得来参加实体聚会。
This is another challenge every church is facing in the post-pandemic era. That is, people are getting so used to online worshiping and they just don't want to get into in-person gathering anymore.
甚至还有人炒作什么元宇宙的概念。
And some people even cooked up the idea of a metaverse church.
这是非常错误的观念。
This is a very faulty idea.
因为教会生活指的就是真实的实体聚会，那是线上聚会所无法替代的。
Because church life is referring specifically to the true in-person interaction. That is not something can be replaced by online worshiping.
人是灵魂体的活物。
Human beings are living creatures with spirit, with souls and body.
人与人在生活当中的交流是灵魂体的全方位的交流。
And the personal interaction for human is interacting on all the dimensions, among the souls, the bodies, and the spirit.
那不是在网络上或者说单单思想上的交流可以相比的。
It's not something that can be compared from just communicating online or just communicating your ideas.
你现场听讲道和你听讲道的录音能一样吗？
Think about it. Whether listening to the sermon in person, is that the same experience compared to when you are listening to a record?
听讲道是不花钱的，我举个花钱的比方，你立刻就明白了。
Because this is, listening to a sermon is just free, so I can give you an example where it actually costs you money. It's probably easier to understand.
维也纳新年音乐会一般最便宜的票是500欧元，靠前一点的票呢是几千欧元。
So the cheapest the tickets for the New Year concert of the Vienna Philharmonic is usually about 500 euro, and a front seat can cost you a couple thousands euro.
你说我花20块钱买张 CD 在家里放也一样。
You can also just spend 20 euro and buy a CD and play it in your home. Is that going to be the same experience?
这能完全一样吗？
It's not the same.
现场听到的时候，讲员和听众之间会有一个位格际的互动关系。
When you are listening to the sermon in person, you have this special interpersonal interaction with the preacher.
而你对着这个电视屏幕的时候，你是不会有的，因为只有你一个人在那里。
But such interaction doesn't exist when you are just facing a TV, because you're just by yourself.
我讲到的时候呢，我不喜欢放 PPT 的原因也在于这里。
And for this exact same reason, I don't usually want to show a PowerPoint slides when I'm giving sermon.
因为你对着电脑屏幕发呆的时候，你不会有位格际的互动关系。
Because when you are just staring at the PowerPoint slides, there is not going to be interpersonal interaction.
但是呢，你看着我，我看着你，我们两个人之间就会有位格际的互动。
This interaction only happens when you are looking at me and when I'm looking at you.
所以我喜欢称这个呢为邻里的共鸣。
So I call this a renaissance in spirit.
我们来看一个例子啊，约翰二书的这个十二节，老约翰说：“我还有许多事要写给你们，却不愿意用纸墨写出来，但盼望到你们那里与你们当面谈论，使你们的喜乐可以满足。”
In Second John, chapter 1, verse 12, though I have much to write to you, I would rather not to use paper and ink.Instead, I hope to come to you and talk face to face so that our joy may be complete.
约翰说还有很多话，但他不想写下来，他想面对面的说。
John says there is still a lot he can write to you, but he doesn't want to use paper and ink. He wants to talk face to face.
而这样的结果呢，是听众的喜乐可以满足。
And the reason for that is to have our joy complete.
可见呢，当面说和信上说是大有区别的。
So clearly there is a big distinction between using a letter or and talking face to face.
另外一方面呢，约翰二书的主题是不要给假教师问安。
On the other hand, the theme of the second John is to not greet the false teacher.
约翰二书的十一节我给大家读啊。若有人到你们那里不是传着教训，不要接他到家里，也不要问他的安，因为问他安的就在他的恶行上有份。
In second John, Chapter 1, verse 10 to 11, if anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house or give him any greeting, for whoever greets him takes part in his wicked work.
按照原文的语法呢，这里不是在说不能和假教师说话，而是说你不要为了去问候他而跟他说话。
In the grammar of the original text, it's not saying that you cannot talk to a false teacher. It is saying, don't talk to them for the sake of greeting.
中文中有个词叫相谈甚欢。
There is a word in Chinese called people enjoy talking.
当两个人或者多个人很有共同语言的时候，那面对面一起聊天就是很快乐的事情。
When two or more, this is saying when two or more persons have something in common, some common subject, and it is a lot of joy just talking to each other in face.
那不是你拿手机打字聊天可以相比较的。
That's not something can be comparable to just texting on your phone.
可见呢，面对面聊天，相谈甚欢的时候，灵里面有一些奇妙的事情正在发生。
So you can tell when you are talking face to face, when everybody is enjoying that conversation, there is something spiritually happening.
因此呢，在约翰二书里面啊，与假教师的对话呢，和与真教师的对话呢，就形成了一个鲜明的对比。
So for that reason, in the second John,the conversation or talking to real teacher compared to the conversation with a false teacher, there is a clear distinction.
跟假教师相谈甚欢，就是跟他在他错谬的灵里面共鸣，是在他的邪恶上有份。
If you are enjoying the conversation with a false teacher, that means you are resonance with him in his spiritual faultiness, and you are part of his wicked work.
而跟真教师相谈甚欢，那就是在圣灵里的共鸣。 个人在灵里面都可以得到喜乐和满足。
And if you enjoy the conversation with a true teacher, you are also resonating with the true teacher, and everybody can be, the joy of everyone can be complete and fulfilled in this conversation.
使徒行传中还有一个经典的灵里共鸣的例子。
There is another example in the Acts about resonance in spirit.
使徒行传十四章的八到十节，我给大家读。路士德城里坐着一个两脚无力的人，生来是瘸腿的，从来没有走过。他听保罗讲道，保罗定睛看他，见他有信心，可得痊愈，就大声说：“你起来，两脚站直。”那人就跳起来，而且行走。
This example is in Acts chapter 14, verses 8 to 10. It says, Now at Lystra there was a man sitting who could not use his feet. He was crippled from birth and had never walked. He listened to Paul speaking, and Paul, looking intently at him and seeing that he had faith to be made well, said in loud voice, Stand upright on your feet. And he spun up and began walking.
保罗看这个人，这个人看保罗，他们二人就有灵里的共鸣，信心的共振。这个时候呢，神迹就发生了。
So when Paul looking at him and him looking at Paul, the resonance in the spirit is happening, and this isis, and there's also a resonance in faith, and this is when the miracle happened.
而这一幕在线上敬拜中是不会发生的。
And this usually doesn't happen. This is not going to happen in the online worshiping.
可见呢，实体聚会呢，它不是在线的聚会所能够替代的。
So you can see in-person gathering is not something can be just replaced by online gathering.
线上并没有真正的教会生活。
There is no true church life online.
主复活的第一个主日，多马因为没有和弟兄们一起聚会，就错过了主的显现。
The first Lord day after Lord resurrected, the apostle Thomas missed the revelation of God because he didn't participate in the in-person gathering.
所以你看见了吗？错过教会生活，你是会错失一些福分的。
So you see, if you miss the church life, you will also be missing some blessing.
如果你今天听到这边讲到，并且到现在呢仍然是个只参加在线敬拜的弟兄姐妹的话，我劝勉你呢早日回到教会的实体敬拜中去吧。
If you are listening to this sermon and you are still just participating on online worshipings, I strongly encourage you to go back to the church, the in-person gathering and in-person worship.
我想基督在临的时候，你也不会满足于弟兄姐妹们都在现场，而你在家连线看直播吧。
Because when Christ come again, you don't want to be watching that online, and while every other of your brothers and sisters is actually in there.
最后我们来总结一下。
And let's summary today's sermon.
第一点呢，神让我们在教会当中学习顺服。
The first point is, God wants us to learn how to obey in local church.
第二点呢，神让我们在地方教会中领受祝福。
Second point is God also bless us when we are in the local church.
第三点呢，神让我们在地方教会中一同守护教会。
The third point is God wants us to defend the church when we are in local church.
第四点，神让我们在地方教会中彼此造就，彼此相顾，彼此相爱。
The fourth point is God wants us to build each other, encourage each other, and love each other in local church.
好，我们一起为今天的信息祷告。
Let's pray together for today's message.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise you and thank you.
人的言语是有限的。
Human's word is limited.
愿主你的圣灵开启我们众弟兄姐妹的灵里的眼睛。
May your Holy Spirit open up our spiritual eyes.
使我们知道呢，我们众人是连于主你自己，我们是互相为肢体的。
So we know that every one of us is connected to you, and we are also connected in you with each other.
我们彼此需要对方。
We need each other.
保守我们在主里面能够更加的彼此相爱。
Bless us so that we can love each other more in you.
彼此相顾。
So that we can encourage each other and care for each other.
彼此造就。
So we can also build each other.
主啊，你带领我们在你里面一同的成长。
Lord, lead our way of progress in you.
保守我们接下来的一周都行在主你的旨意当中。
Bless us so that we can walk in your wills in the following week.
我们的感谢和祷告都是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
And our praise and thanks is in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们一同唱回应诗歌。
Let's sing the hymn together.